not going to be before you long. Amen. We have read what I'm going to read here today. We've read this so many times and whatnot. And I'm telling you, and even many times I try to go in other areas of the Word of God, but God always bring me back to this book. He always bring me back to this book. Mark the 11th chapter. Mark the 11th chapter. And you know, sometimes, amen, you know, we face with challenges and situations and circumstances. And you know, we trying to get a new scripture, you know, for us, same old devil. You know, but let me tell you something. The old scripture work on the same old devil. Because the Word of God don't lose no power. I'm sorry. It does not lose any strength. It does not lose any power. Amen. The Word of God is quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharp. Amen. Let me tell you something. It'll give life or it'll kill off a life. Yes, it will. It'll kill off a situation. Hello. Praise God. Amen. So, amen. It was all kind of avenues I seen up in the scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's all right. We're going the way the Spirit of the Lord is leading. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless God this morning. Mark 11. Amen. Praise God. And amen. And we're gonna amen. Evangelist Cook, I must call Mother Cook. Let me tell you something. I've just found out that her sister passed. Now I was just told this. When did Lawrence come and tell me that? Yesterday? When? Day before? And he said he told me. Now, I'm not going to say, maybe he did, you know, but because I be so busy and whatnot, maybe I didn't hear him, but he said he told. Now, I remember he told me, he said, Mother Cook's sister had passed, okay? And that was all. So I'm thinking it just happened. And then the following day, he told me the day before, now the following day, which was yesterday, then he said, did you go to the funeral? I said, what funeral? Sister Cook, Mother Cook, sister. I told him, I said, boy, you just told me she died yesterday. No, I told you. I don't remember that part. You know, I don't remember that part. But anyway, after I told Charlene, I went to Charlene, and I said, Charlene, I said, you knew about Mother Cook's sister? And the funeral was the day. And she said, oh, Lord Cook told me. But it never got to me. Because Mother Cook support me, have been such a support in every situation. I'm talking about all the tragic stuff that happened in my life. And for me, that thing bothered me. Because I thought it was fresh. Because we had just came back from Terrence and them situation. I thought it was fresh. But, and then when that boy come back, got up from work yesterday and come to my, did you go to the funeral? I said, boy, what funeral? He said he told me. But like I said, I ain't going to say he's lying. But I don't recall that. I don't recall that other part. Now, I recall the you know, but but anyway. But God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Pray. Amen. And hope this morning, amen, that God will continue to be strength for them. Amen. Continue to be strength for Sister Terrence's family. Continue to hold Sister Adrian up in prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God, see Rossi in church this morning. Thank God. Amen. Continue to pray for her strength. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise Lord. Let me tell you something. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, we gonna read, probably read and teach a quick bit because it's one something. I mean, going on, that thing is wrong. No, that's wrong. Yeah, it's a quarter to one. It's a quarter to one, so we gotta do what we gotta do and get out of here. It's 1:45, right? Amen. Come on, let's go into the word. Enough of this. Come on. Amen. Mark 11. Okay. We got to do this quick. Amen. Evangelist Mathis, you have a King James? Starting at, let's go, let's do something. Let's go to 12. Read from 12 to 19. And if Celeste would read from the 20th through the 26th.
If haply he might find anything thereon. And when he nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit of this of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples they came and they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into out them that sold and borrow in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, my house shall be called of all nations. My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when he went out of the city.
And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Heads bow. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on today, your read word, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, for what you shall pour out to us today in Jesus' name, we bind the hands of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God. We, Lord God, step back, God, that your spirit may go forth to do what it want to do in this place, how you want to do it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we just bless you right now and just give you praise and thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, this is going to be brief, amen. Praise the Lord. But we want to, amen, leave a thought with you today, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, because I've seen so much in here. Amen. But we, if I pulled out a thought from the scriptures, amen, it would be from the 20th verse. And I want you to say it with me. In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Amen. So many times we're so busy worried about yesterday. Amen. And all that stuff. Amen. And what happened. Amen. The Bible talks about, amen. The scripture talks about the disciples, amen, and Jesus, amen, traveling along and cursing, and as they traveled to get to Bethany and whatnot, they observed Jesus cursing the fig tree, Jesus walking up to the fig tree, this is going to be quick, going up to the fig tree as if to find fruit up on the tree because leaves were on the tree, amen, praise the Lord, amen, and the leaves are being shown on the tree like that. Amen, was supposed to be, amen, fruit there. Amen, it was a sign that fruit there. Amen, anytime leaves were all on the trees like that, fruit were supposed to be there. Amen, anybody got mango trees in your yard and it don't do nothing. Anybody got a fruit tree in your yard and it don't do a darn thing. It's just sitting there. Hello. Anybody got something like that? Amen. You got a fruit tree. Amen. My neighbor was telling me one day, say, papaya tree is not producing any fruit because it's a boy. See, that you know, it's a boy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And amen. Praise God. So that's what my neighbor told me. Say, no, man. She tickled me. So she said, no, it ain't no fruit coming on that papaya tree. That's a boy. Now, you see that one right there? That's a girl right there. Because the other one had all them. I kept telling her, no, you know what? I said, you got to give it time. You got to give it time. It'll get fruit. And the next thing you know, a season came around, fruit came on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, is it still a boy? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible talks about how Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Walked up to the tree. The Bible said he was hungry and then got up on it. Amen. And find out there's no fruit there. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, no fruit there. What did Jesus do? Jesus turned around and he cursed the presence of his disciples. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Cursing the fig tree. Power in our tongue. Power in God's word. Amen. There is power. Now, three things that I looked up in these scriptures and I saw, and that was faith, and they all linked together. I saw faith. I seen prayer, and I seen forgiveness. All three linked together. Faith, prayer. And forgiveness, they all link together. If you don't forgive, your prayers is really in vain. Because you ain't finna get no forgiveness. Your prayers are hindered. Hello? All linked together. Amen, praise Lord. Amen, praise God. And then when it comes down, if you really look at it, when it comes down to talking about praying, you got so many people, they got so much unforgiveness in their heart, and they still talking, call themselves talking to God. And then they get frustrated, and they wondering why things are not happening for them. Why they're not getting what their requests, amen, being made manifest in their life from God. Why things are not happening. Like I'm quoting the scriptures and I'm speaking the word, but let me tell you something. Holding unforgiveness in your heart, amen, it will hinder your prayer life. Amen. But the Bible talks about how, amen, Jesus cursed, used his mouth, and the disciples heard what he said. He cursed the fig tree. He didn't curse, you know, when it come down to cursing that fig tree, he didn't curse the limbs. Because you can curse, you can knock off a limb, and if the root is still in the ground, amen, praise, and alive, amen, I'm telling you, it can still grow another limb. But if you curse the root, we need to understand that death is so easy to forget. When we face with our tests and our trials and situations happens in our life, we know a lot of scriptures. We don't have a problem with as far as talking about word, because we got enough word. We got word on tape, books, and we got word on the television. We got cable now, and we got the Bible. We got books, and we got a lot of word. But the Bible said that Jesus used his mouth. He cursed that fig tree. Many of you don't realize that a lot of things that's happening in your life right now, a lot of stuff that's in your presence, in your face, in your world, has come from a lot of things that you spoke. Your mouth. The world, let me tell you something, the world has tapped in to when it comes down positive words and negative words. The world don't know a whole lot of stuff, but let me tell you something. They tapping into a lot. They realize that a lot of stuff that's going on, God is, it works. And they don't want to put Jesus in there. Put Jesus in there. But I'm going to tell you something. They finding out that, listen, even when I take and use positive word, changes take place. And we don't realize that, listen, that power is in what you say. Power is in what you say. There's power in what you say. Look at your neighbor and say, there's power in what you say. And some people looking and saying, well, you got to believe too. Let me tell you something. There's power in what you're saying. We need to understand that, listen, there is I'm beginning to understand words are spirit. Can you see the? Can you see that word? You can't see it. Can you see, ouch, oh wee, wow, bang, boom. Can you see it where? You can't see it. But we need to understand, listen, when it came down to Jesus, I'm telling you, the disciples, they traveled along with him, they were taught by him, they seen him in action, they seen the works he did, and whatnot, and when I began to look into the word of God, everything that Jesus was doing, he was doing it with words. Everything that he was getting done with words that came from the Father. Listen, I'll be made whole. You know, do you want to be made whole? A lot of times people have been in a state for so long, they're comfortable right where they at. But I'm telling you, amen, I'm going to put this into the atmosphere because I know it's coming up out of my spirit. We live in a time right now, let me tell you something. We've been around here talking miracles. But baby, we getting ready to see some miracles. Let me tell you something. We getting ready to see some miracles. You hear what I say? We getting ready to see some folks come up out of. Hello. Listen, you can say what you want. But see, let me tell you something. There are people in God getting tired of the play. Hello. They getting tired of, amen, praise the Lord, the religious cliche. They getting retired of that stuff. Amen, praise God. Let me tell you something. There are some folks, amen, that's beginning to take God at his word. And they're beginning to look at the Lord and say, Lord, let me tell you something. If you be God. They come in bold. They realizing that the scripture, because let me tell you something. See, a lot of people not willing to take no bold step because they know they ain't willing no kind of life. They ain't living no kind of life before God. But there are some people that's living a life for God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Connected up with God and praise God. They looking to God and saying, listen, if you be God. There's some folks that's very shaky when it comes down to going in the presence of God because they know their life is shaky. There's some folks, glory be to God, amen, praise God, that stand back, amen, praise God, and say, listen, let me tell you something, amen, praise God. God, I serve you. You ain't no dummy to who I am. Hello up in here. See, but when you know you ain't living nothing, amen, you can't go before God like that. Amen, but when you're living a life for God and you can go before God and say, listen here, Lord, now what's up with this here? Glory to God. You said in your word, God, and God, I'm standing by your word. Stood by your word. If you be God, come on and manifest what you say. Amen. But when you ain't living about nothing, amen, when you got one foot in and one foot out and shaking it all about, you want to come up in the church and all of a sudden get holy, but you're hellified through the week. Amen. Praise God. You can't go boldly before God like that. Hello. When your mind all twisted and nasty, amen, don't know how to treat nobody. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, get up off of me. But let me tell you something. God raising up some people. Glory be to God. Saying, glory be to God. God, hallelujah. I've been through the fire. And I've been through the storm. And I've been through the rain. And I've been through all of this, God. I've been through hell. I feel like I've been through hell. Glory to God. Amen. Now, God, it's time for you to manifest, hallelujah, what your word has declared. You know I have not backed up. You know I don't have no dealing with doubt. You know I don't have no dealing with unbelief. Come on and manifest what you said. Hello? But when you see people getting satisfied with coming to the church, let me tell you something. It all to be glory be to God. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm looking to see people get up out of wheelchair. I don't want to hear no more religious crap. I don't want to hear that crap. That's what I call it, crap. Amen. I don't want to hear that. Amen. Folks are dying. Folks need to be healed. Folks need to be delivered. They don't need you playing with their emotions. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be delivered from your emotions, from your soulless part of you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to be delivered from that mess. It's time to get your hips up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And get in there with a relationship with God. Hello. You know, and let me tell you something. And I can care less how y'all folks sit up here and look. I really can give a hoot. I can give a hoot, a good hoot. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And see, folks can't sit back and bear witness to this kind of stuff because you know you ain't living diddly squat. You ain't living poot. Amen. Praise God. Hello up in here. You ain't living poot. You going through a religious cliche, religious thing. God ain't got time for no darn entertainment. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Folks are dying. God ain't looking for that foolishness. Hello up in here. God is looking for some folks, amen, praise God, that's going to stand in relationship with him. Amen, praise God. Going to stand real in real relationship. Not play, play. Amen. It's enough of play, play. This ain't, let me tell you something. You did your daddy house, amen, when you was a child. Now you done got up. Let me tell you, don't come in here talking about playing no playhouse with God. Hello. These children, they want to come in here. They want to come in the house of God. They want to come in here and look innocent. And then when you're out in your schoolhouse, you don't even go and represent God. Hello up in here. That go for mine too. You want the blessings of God. You want the blessings of God. But when it comes down to being obedient to what God wants, when it comes down to living a life, when it comes time to showing forth, show your life, show your light, show the world what you're working with. You don't even want to show the world what you're working with. The only time you want to show what you're working with, when you come up in the house of the Lord. God ain't looking for nobody just sit on no darn keyboard and play a keyboard up in here and play a drum up in here and glory be to God and do a praise dance up in here. And when you get out of this door, you hellified is all out door. God ain't looking for that crap. To come in here and testify to one another how good he is. God's so good, but when you get out the door, glory be to God, your testimony is flip-flop. God ain't looking for you to come up here and stand in a pulpit and Listen, baby, I don't need nobody to preach to me. I got the word of God. I can preach to my darn self. Amen. Praise God. God ain't looking for nobody to come up in here. Amen. Praise God. And give a revelation as if it come from you. Sit your hips down. Look, glory to God. God ain't looking for nobody to do that. God ain't looking for nobody to do that. God is looking for somebody that's going to live a doggone life. Live a 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 life before the people. Don't try to win me up in here and losing people out there. Don't try to win people over in the church up in here and losing people on the job to Christ. Don't do it. I ain't got no reward for you. And nobody else ain't got nobody. God is the rewarder. I see why the devil didn't want me up in here. God is looking for people that's going to live a life. God is looking for people that's going to live a life. Baby, let me tell you something. Don't try to do nothing for about the pastor's appreciation and you living a tacky life. Don't try to do that because you're a bust hell wide open. You'll take yourself straight to hell. Let me tell you something. Hey, the only reward I can give you is a thank you. He'll bless you for what you do, but let me tell you something. You better not die. Hello. God is looking for people. Let me tell you something, that will love one another. God is looking for people that will love one another. God is tired. God is sick and tired of the church coming in here talking love. Coming in the body of Christ talking love, talking love. And when you get out that door, glory be to God, you're down in one another like hell. You're down in one another like you don't even know who God is. You're down in one another like you ain't even related. You're down in one another, glory be to God, like you ain't even in the body. You're down in one another like you're not connected. You're down in one another. God ain't pleased with that mess. I don't have to see you. Who you're talking about don't have to see you. God see you. And the Bible declared that we shall give account for every idle word that we speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm speaking a prophetic word. Many of you have caused people to fall. Many of you have been stumbling blocks. But let me tell you something. God is tired of that. Some of you, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't do a quick repentance, God ain't pleased with that. Can't no miracles be worked up in here with foolishness. Baby, you ought to be able to walk out of here. You ought to be able to walk out here healing whole and complete. You hear what I say? Ain't no way Jesus would have walked the face of this earth and you would have walked out this door the way you come in. But we're moving in a time, and I want you to know you can walk out here whole. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because it's according to your faith. It's according that it ain't nothing for God. You hear what I say? Let me tell you something. I encourage you to build a concrete relationship with God. A concrete, hard relationship. Amen. Unmovable. God is looking for people that's going to be true ambassadors. It's enough of this foolishness. It's enough of this. We'll sit back, amen, and listen at the brother down another brother. Enough of that foolishness. Some of you women, God can't take you no darn where. Can't take you nowhere. Can't take you nowhere. Can't take you nowhere. There are places that God want to take you, but he can't take you there because you won't let him. Some of you women need to learn to shut your darn mouth. You talk too darn much. You talk stuff you ain't got no business. You're so busy pointing and looking at somebody else and trying to down somebody else, and you just as raggedy as all outdoors. You don't want nobody to see your tacky life. So what you got to do, you got to put this sister down. Because you don't want to be seen. But if the truth be known, when you open up your mouth to talk about somebody, you telling what you all about right there. You ain't as spiritual as you think you are. You ain't spiritual as you think you are. You ain't all that like you think you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had no idea God was going here. Instead of us holding up one another. Let me tell you something. A house divided cannot stand. Let me tell you something. If this house was together, let me tell you something. I'll be picking up your what you're going through. I'll be interceding for you. But we can't pick up one another because we disconnected. Oh, we going through the motion. Oh, we going through the hallelujah. We going through the praise. Yeah. We going through the falling. Oh, please get a life with Christ. Get a real life with Christ. Get a real life with Christ. We need a real life with him. Look at your neighbor and say, in the morning. Some of you trying to get to your morning. Let me tell you something. In the morning. Look at your neighbor and say, in the morning. When I rise, I'm going to rise holy. In the morning, when I rise, I'm going to rise brand new. It's time to rise up. Now listen here. Let me tell you something. We need a life. We need a life. We need a life. We need a life. We don't understand some things. See, because I'm looking in the spiritual realm. Why you pity-patting and tit-tatting and all this stuff and, amen, putting one another down. Amen. The devil got a date set for you. You got an appointment with Satan. Hello, before you even leave earth, you got an appointment. Hello, I'm telling you what I see. See, because you're too blind. Even if you only knew the entrapment, the trap the enemy trying to set for you. If you can't help somebody, I'm going to tell you right now, you better leave them alone. If you can't encourage somebody, you better back up. If I'm going to say it like this because I hear it in my spirit. If you can't encourage somebody that's really trying to live for God and you know you hell bound, that's what you destined for. Let me tell you something. You better back the hell up. You better back up for God back you up. Touch not. Touch not. Some of you let me tell you, you done got by with touching with your mouth. You done got by with touching with your mouth. Hello, but let me tell you something. You got your warning. You got your warning straight from the throne. Stop. Don't touch God's anointed. Let me tell you something. People of God already go through stuff. If you had to go through it, you'd have lost your mind. Long time ago, if you had to go through the stuff that the people of God had to go through, let me tell you something, you wouldn't even be sitting up in here. You'll be in a marked grave right now. Amen. Praise God. And you have the audacity to talk about people, true people of God, that's really living a life, that's, praise God, turning their plate down. Amen. Praise God. And you got the audacity to open your mouth and talk against him. You better close your mouth. If you can't do nothing, if you can't even pray, just keep it shut. Touch not my anointed. Putting your mouth against folks, you have no clue. Let me tell you something. The people, they touched Jesus, let me tell you something. They had no clue who they was crucifying. They had no clue. Some of you have no clue who you talking about. Only knew. They have no clue. You want to form your own opinion. You have not got even a revelation from God, but you want to walk in your emotions. You want to walk in your soulish realm. You want to walk by what you think, what you feel. Amen. I feel. You better keep your mouth closed. You better back up. You don't touch God's anointed. don't do that. Anytime an anointed man or woman of God, even if they do something out of the will of God, you better let God get them. Don't you put your, don't you, you, God ain't call you to sit on judgment on them. You better back up. You better back up. You better back up. You better stop with your witchcraft prayers. Come on, because some of you have been saying witchcraft prayers. Better back up. Oh, Rabba Shabba Baba Baba. Glory to God. No, baby, don't do that. Don't do that. I'ma encourage your heart today. Don't touch me. I'ma encourage your heart. Don't touch me. Don't touch my family. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do that. Don't do that. You might not like some stuff, but baby, let me tell you something. Don't do that. Look at your neighbor and say, don't touch my family. Don't touch my family. Don't touch me. Come on, say it. Don't touch me. And don't touch my family. If you don't want trouble with God, 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 you might not understand it, but don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm already under attack. Amen. Praise God, from forces of hell. Don't you come touching. Don't come add to it, baby. Don't come add to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You mess around and get a table prepared. Hallelujah. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll eat right in front of you. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's finish this up. We trying to deal with it in the morning. We way off the morning. The Bible talks about the point we trying to bring across. I want to encourage you. Some of you, let me tell you something. Some of you will not open your mouth to save your life. You already know what you're up against. You already know what you face. And some of you are so lazy. That's what I hear the Spirit of God say. So lazy. You want everybody, or you want somebody to do what God gave you power to do yourself. Some of y'all want me to have your relationship with God is through me. That's the way some folks is. And God ain't want it that way. I point you to where God is. Supposed to have a relationship with God for yourself. This ain't the Catholic Church. You don't have to go to no priest. You can go to God for yourself. Amen. But Jesus cursed it from the root. He cursed it where the life was at. And let me tell you something. Peter, the Bible said, when they passed back through, Peter, and in the morning, read that, and in the morning, listen.
And in the morning, as they passed by,
they saw right up from the root. Let me tell you something, saints of God, we read that over and over and over, but let me tell you something. I want to encourage you hard today. Speak the word of God over you. Word of God. Your morning might not be their morning, but you will get a morning. Your morning will show up. Amen. That what you, the very thing that you spoke, amen, that you come against, amen, will be out of your life. Amen. Whether it's sickness, whatever it might be, God, the promise of God over your life. Stop leaning to your own understanding. We got to stop that. That go for me too. We have to stop leaning to our own reasoning. Amen. Our own way of thinking. If God said it, let God be God. It will. Listen, the Bible say in that same 23rd, it said, first of all, let's go to 22. It says this, and God constantly was dealing with me about that. 20. Faith in who? We can't have faith in our own soul. We can't have faith in our own feeling. We got to have faith where? In other words, have is interpreted as have the God-like faith. Have the same faith that God had. Everything that God wanted, he spoke it for it manifests. He spoke it. Let there be. He spoke the word. When that girl was dead, he spoke, called her name and told her, get up. Words, he spoke it. We got to learn to speak the word of God over our life. And something, and people sometimes get so discouraged. But let me tell you something. You got to speak it anyhow. Some of you might be going through pain in your body, but you got to speak it. God is faithful to his word. Let me tell you something. You might have to ouch and do this and all that a little bit. I don't care if you got to run to the doctor, but do what you got to do. But keep speaking the word of God. Don't turn loose the word of God. Keep speaking it. Some of you know, and I've said this before. On this hand here, I had a big knot. My wife could tell you. I had that knot before we got married. Right there. Big, ugly knot. And I used to always rub it. Went to doctors and they did right there, and I guess laughed at him. But it wouldn't budge. And one day I just took my hand and I started speaking the word of God. Over that night. And I commend it to go in Jesus' name. Y'all be blessed. Amen. I spoke the word of God over that knot, and I command it in Jesus' name, not in Lawrenceburg's name, but I command it in Jesus' name to get off my body. And I don't even know when the thing disappeared, but because I had such a habit of always just rubbing it because it was there. You know, like some people get so passionate in doing certain things. You know, like some people do this, you know, because they're so used to doing it. And some people rub their feet and some suck their tongue and all that because they get so comfortable with it. Well, that was my peppy thing. I just rubbed that knot because it was always there. I knew it was always there, and I just rub it. But I cursed that thing in the name of Jesus. I read the scripture, how Jesus cursed the fig tree from the root. And I said, Lord, wherever it's stemming from, whatever cause of it, I curse it in Jesus' name. I command it to dry up. Get off of me. And let me tell you something. One day I went to reach for it and rub it. And I didn't feel it. So the devil tried to tell me it's on the other hand. And I know that was a lie. But I looked anyway. I looked knowing it wasn't there. Because I know this is the comfort zone. And I went to look at it and I said, devil, you are a liar. And I said, I went to show it to Charlene. I said, will you look at that? You remember that? Amen. I said, will you look? That thing left. See, let me tell you something. People of God, some of us are looking, look at where you started with God, how you believe God. You believe God, I mean, for the impossible. I'm telling you, the miracles that we've seen God do in time past. What is happening? We don't see any miracles now. Where are we missing it? And we just, you know, and I'm going to show you something where the church done did. The church done got so comfortable with coming, paying tithes, praise and worship, preaching the word. People, and I hear this in my spirit, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, many of us are missing the miracles, because we want to see the miracles even though we're talking about it. And I hear this straight from the throne. Many of us are missing the miracles, and the reason we're missing the miracles is because we are not practicing the word of God. We're not being partakers of the word of God. We want to see the works of the word, but we don't want to work the works that we don't want to work the word. We don't want, in other words, faith without work is dead. There's no work to what we're talking about. You want to talk. You want to talk all the victorious scriptures, because that's where they are. They call it victory. But then when it comes down to your life, where is the fruit? Let me tell you something. I guarantee you can pick out some of these children, and they can say something from the scriptures that can set you on fire. But check the life out. You know, we used to say gifts and calling. We used to say that to my gifts and calling come without repentance. You know, gifts and calling, they come without repentance. Let me tell you something. I found out the way we look at that. It's all out of context. Because a lot of us are gifted to do what we do, even though there's no repentance nowhere. But God, when they talk about gifts and calls without repentance, it's telling us that God don't repent that he gave you the gifts. He don't repent about that. Even though you're nasty and use him, he don't repent that he gave it to you. He don't repent that he called you. But I'm telling you, it's bad to have gifts from God. Because look at the way the world doing. Those are gifts. God do not repent that he gave them a gift. Them folks that's taking their gifts and using it for the devil, he don't repent that he gave it to them because he loves us. Don't like how they're using it. But what sense is being so gifted and lost? Look at your neighbor and say, in the morning. Whatever you believe in God for, because we're going to cut it. Whatever you believe God for concerning his promises, get real. Get real. I told somebody, and I constantly say this, I really don't need you're talking about more words. Look at all them books I got in there. I don't need no more words. I need to practice that I know. I need to put in action what I know now. You can sit and know what the scriptures say and don't act on it. It ain't no good to you. The scriptures say over in the verse that she was beginning to read that you can say, some of us, let me tell you something, you know darn well you got a Mount Everett in your life. You got a couple of them. We got some Mount Ararats. You know it's mountains. And we refuse to say anything to it. This was from the mouth of Jesus. He said, you can say to the mountain. You can say. He didn't say meditate on your mountain. He said you can say. But see, so many times people are waiting for somebody else to say. People want other folks to speak to their mountain. You need to learn to open up your mouth and speak to your mountain. Stop trying to burn somebody else out. They got their own mountains. You can say. You can say. God has blessed you. God has gifted you. But you got a voice. You can speak. You can say. So start speaking to your mountain. The children, let me tell you something. Speak to your mountain. Speak to your mountain. What mountain? That mountain, that situation, that circumstance in your life that you can't seem to overcome. You can't seem to get around it. You can't seem to climb over it. It's just stand there. fearful situation, that no, speak to your mountain. Speak, open your mouth and speak to your situation. Find something from the Word of God that speaks to your situation and start speaking it on a regular basis. Speak it until you feel it, till you get it on the inside of you, till it becomes a part of you. You learn a lot of stuff that you learn from going to school. And so now it's a part of your life. Same way with the Word of God. You go, let me tell you something. Our children, oh God, if we don't put the Word of God, I'm telling you, in these children, the way this world is headed, it ain't no accident that they trying to call this generation, to my Generation X. There, let me tell you, I seen something in this service last Sunday while standing up in that pulpit, and to be honest with you, I didn't want to see that. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. God starts showing you stuff, and you already got enough of you going through. What that would be that? And I saw something in this service last Sunday. And what I did when I saw it, I just turned my head because I'm trying to concentrate on something else. But I saw something. And within my own natural mind, I was saying, what I was trying to say is, no, that's not so. So I just turned my head. Some of you, just like God, deal with you with your mess. And you want to turn your head. You need to get your mess straightened out. You need to walk according to His word. God speaks words to you. God deal with you. You hear the word of God. You hear the word of God being preached. You read the word of God. But then when you walk out of here, and when you walk away from your Bible, it's like you ain't read nothing. It don't mean anything to you. It was just a book. The word of God going to have to start meaning something to you. It need to mean more to you than just a book. It need to mean more to you than just to run to it for just because you feel like this, you know, this God is your way of, that's your way of escape, and that's all you want Him for. When you get in trouble, you can go to Him, and you go to Him when you're in trouble, and that's all you need Him for. When the trouble is over, then you go on and do your own thing. I saw something in the service. And I wouldn't even address it, because I tell you the truth, I was fighting with it. I said, no, I don't need to see that. And first of all, and secondly, I was trying to push it aside and say, secondly, no, that ain't what you saw. That's just in your mind. No. But God was, I'm gonna show you. And then after the service, some of the ministers that was here last Sunday hadn't left. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Who was the ministers? They hadn't left. And I went to my office. And when I got in there, what I saw, these folks come right to me and they said, I can't leave out of here. And they exposed to me what I saw. Amen. And I got all these folks up and put them right up in here. And the ministers that had not left told me, come on in, let's pray. Let me tell you something. If we don't get a hold to our children, the devil waiting on them. He's waiting on them. While you laying up there sleeping and doing and saying all kind of ungodly stuff and all this other stuff, you better listen. You better know what time it is. It ain't time for you to talk about nobody's children. I'm not going there talking about nobody's children. You better not be talking about nobody's children, and you got some. Don't do that foolishness. That's a setup. Don't do that. That is a setup. But in the morning, they passed by. and they saw that fig tree, Peter called into remembrance the spoken word that Jesus had spoken. We're going to have to learn to open your mouth. Amen. Speak to your situation. Amen. Speak to it. Listen, it's supposed to be discouraging to you because you're buckling up against the enemy. It's supposed to, listen, it's, do you think the enemy wants you encouraged, you fighting up against him? He trying to do something to you. And here you are doing what God say do to get the victory. What you going to do? We got to stop listening to the lies of Satan. And speak. Speak to your mountain. Speak. Open up your mouth. I was telling a young man at the table last night, I said, listen, I don't care what it looked like. Speak the word. Look like it's getting worse. Speak the word. Speak it. And morning will come for you. Let me tell you something. Sometime, and I'm ministering my way to the Holy Spirit, I hear this coming from straight from heaven. Many times, we just about to see what we have said, but we mess up the process because we get discouraged along the way and we start saying the wrong thing. We start thinking wrong. And before you know it, we start saying wrong. But we need to tell God to cover our minds with the blood of Jesus. Cover our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. But we're just about to get the breakthrough that we've been talking. And we open up our mouth and say the wrong thing right when it's about to break through. When you look at midnight, 12 o'clock midnight, once that clock, that long hand, that second hand, or what is that, the second hand? Once that second hand hit, tick, cross that 1:12:01, it is morning. Even though it's dark, it's just as dark. We need to understand, just the same way Jesus cursed that fig tree, that thing was dead right on the spot. It was dead right then and there. But because we lean and depend on the soul man, because we lean and we depend upon our own understanding, and we want to feel and touch and Thomas, do the Thomas and doubting. No, let me tell you something. We don't realize that. Let me tell you something. God's word is spirit. And the minute you curse your situation, I don't care how much it stand there and look like it's much alive. It's through dealing. Now you got to be willing to wait on the manifestation. We call those things that be as though they were. The Bible said, listen, if you say unto this mountain, you're going to have what you what? Stop saying what you have. Because that's the way we doing. We talking about what we have. No, we got to start saying what we don't want. Ain't going to be. It ain't going down like that. Hello. Come on and give God a hand, praise.